I'm Shannon Kirkwood. A manhunt is underway in New Zealand's North Island after reports an Australian tourist was shot dead while sleeping in a camper van. The New Zealand Herald is reporting the man and his Canadian female partner were in their camper van at Raglan on the west coast of the country's North Island when they were woken by a man banging on their window early this morning. The gunman reportedly demanded the keys to the van before shooting the Australian multiple times. The woman managed to escape and alert authorities. The gunman remains on the loose. The man's body was found in the abandoned camper van around 80 kilometres from the crime scene. Tuvalu's Prime Minister has accused Australia of prioritising its economy as the Pacific fights to save its people. Anile Sopoaga has made the comment following the Pacific Islands Forum in Tuvalu. The leaders agreed to a final communique along with a statement on climate change, calling for G7 and G20 members to rapidly implement their commitment to phase out inefficient fossil fuel subsidies. But the leaders failed to reach an agreement on climate change at the summit, with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison refusing to back a statement which would obligate Australia to go carbon neutral by 2050. Mr Morrison says despite this stance, the talks were positive.
These aren't theoretical discussions in a place like Tuvalu. They're very practical discussions. They're not about ideology. They're not about partisanship. They're not about all of the other things which tend to dominate those debates in countries a long way away from here. They're very practical issues that are very sensitive, and we've sought to address that in a good spirit, and I think that's been reciprocated. So I'm pleased that we're able to reach the agreements that we have.
North Korea has indicated it won't hold further peace talks with South Korea over war drills. In a response to a speech by the South Korean president yesterday, North Korea has rejected talks, blaming South Korea for that decision. Meantime, North Korea has reportedly test-fired two missiles into the sea off its eastern coast today, the sixth such test in less than a month. Australians who are unhappy in their jobs are being encouraged to change their career course to something they are passionate about. New research from the Nutritional Therapy Association of Australia has found a quarter of Australians are unhappy in their current job, and of those, most would like to pursue a different career. The study found Australians were unhappy with their pay, office politics, and their jobs not being challenging enough. Leanne Scott is the program facilitator of the NTA and says the key to job satisfaction is finding work you're passionate about.
Follow your passion. Find something that you really feel inspired about, something that allows you to do what you love. Didn't we always used to say the best career out there was the one that didn't feel like work at all?
To sport now, starting with rugby league, West Tigers halfback Luke Brooks has avoided suspension over a Grade 1 contrary conduct charge stemming from last night's loss to Manly. Brooks is instead facing a maximum fine of $1,800 for kneeing and is free to play against the Knights next week. In tennis, third seed Roger Federer is out of the Cincinnati Masters, losing his third round match to Russian qualifier Andrei Rublev. Meantime, in the women's draw, Australian Ashley Barty is also through to the quarterfinals. She'll face Maria Sakkari. And in AFL, Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley says while there's a risk in playing defender Ryan Burton, the potential reward is too great. Burton will return for tomorrow night's pivotal match against North Melbourne after four games on the sidelines due to a hamstring strain.
You're up to date with National Radio News.
Phoenix FM, Bendigo and District Weather Forecast is brought to you by Look Video Surveillance. Professional, security systems, access control and CCTV. Look Video Surveillance sponsors the Phoenix FM.
And with the time just on 4 minutes past one, let's look at the weather. I can tell you currently in Reservoir Road, Kennington, it's sitting on 15.2 degrees. And I know that for most of the morning it's been trying to rain, but it hasn't quite succeeded with any substantial rain. However, a shower or two has been forecast, and they're saying there's a 60% chance of showers becoming less likely in the late morning and then light winds after that. So I think we've seen the end of that rain. Saturday the 17th, 2 to 15, mostly sunny. Then we move on to a little bit of a wet Sunday, 8 to 15 the temperature, but with they're suggesting there's a 90% chance of between 6 and 10 mil of rain, so quite a wet Sunday. And I guess a lot of those junior football finals will be on Sunday, so the conditions might be a little testing. Monday the 19th, 3 to 11, with up to 2 mil of rain, and then next Tuesday, a shower or two and up to 1 mil, 4 to 13. That's about as far as we need go, and I know that a lot of people out there look towards the weather, particularly coming up to the weekend when they've got something planned. The second hour of our show, Janine, and I should alert listeners to the fact that it's Janine Barker and John Pierce at the microphone, and Janine, you are looking forward to this next hour, I can tell.
I am. This is our Friday edition of The Old and the Beautiful. I'm old and you're beautiful.
I'm beautiful. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we had the listeners vote on that, and that's how it came out.
Yeah, as it should.
As it should. As it should. All right. Look, we'll play a little bit of music because we've got some wonderful people coming up to have a conversation with.
And I'm being a little self-indulgent here. This is a song that I hope I hear tomorrow night when I go down to Rod Laver Arena to sing along with Hugh Jackman.
This is from have you had a date with Hugh Jackman?
I have. I'm excited. Yeah. I've waited a long time for this.
Okay.
Days, got your head hung low, your sky's a shade of gray, like a zombie in a maze. You're asleep inside, but you can shake away, cause I guess the dead man won't you think that that's your only option, but you can flip the switch and brighten up your darkest day. Sun is up and the color's blinding, take a world and redefine it, leave behind your narrow mind, you'll never be the same. Come alive, come alive, go and light your light, let it burn so bright, reaching up to the sky, and it's open wide, your electric fire. And the world becomes a fantasy, and you're more than you could ever be, cause you're dreaming with your eyes wide open. And you know you can't go back again to the world that you were living in, cause you're dreaming with your eyes wide open. So come alive. I see it in your eyes. You believe that lie, that you need to hide your face, afraid to step outside. So you lock the door, but don't you stay that way.
No more living in no shadows, you and me, we don't have echoes.
Cause once you see it, oh, you'll never, never be the same.
You'll be like a target.
Come Alive by Hugh Jackman from The Greatest Showman. So I'm really looking forward to that tomorrow night. But what I'm also looking forward to this afternoon is our in-studio guest from Strathfield Say Primary School. Now, if you know these young people, you might like to send us an SMS on 04 777 51358. So that's 04 777 51358. In studio this afternoon, we have Fletcher. Hi, Fletcher.
Hello.
Hi. And also we have Chloe. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
And we have their principal, Cindy, in as well.
Hi, everyone.
What an amazing conversation we're about to have, John, preempting it that
you're preempting it. I know, that's true. It's true. It will be, because I actually had the pleasure of meeting these four wonderful, or five wonderful people, four young people and one not-so-young person. I was very impressed with them, very impressed with them. Now, Fletcher, let's get started with you. You are in a leadership role at Strathfield State Primary School. What was the process you went through to become a leader at the school?
Well, first we had to write a speech.
Right.
And then we had to publish it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll read it out to the grade sixes and three fours.
Right.
And then eight people got picked to go into a interview with Mrs. Broussard.
Yeah.
And four people got picked to be the school captain, and I was successfully one of them.
Right, so you're officially a school captain.
Yes.
Yep, and I know that, speaking to you yesterday, that my impression was that you're a very clear-thinking, a really a born leader, I would suggest. So I guess it was easy for the people voting. What sorts of things did you say in your speech? Well, how did you convince people that you were the right man for the job?
Well, I kind of, like, not just for me, or,
right,
like, I wanted to hear their point of view and
right,
not just our point of view
right,
in school. Talked a bit about myself,
yep,
about what I've done before.
Right.
And then talking about how we could make it a bit better.
Mm-hmm. So what you're suggesting there is that you see yourself as a good listener. You'll listen to what people have to say.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great quality to have. Let's switch across now to Chloe. And Chloe, your speech. What were the things that you said about yourself in your speech?
Basically that I just like to make the school a better place to help students out and make them like to come to school.
Right. Okay, and that sounds, you're making it sound pretty simple, but I think there's a lot of thought gone into that, and I think getting people to come to school and enjoy school is a wonderful goal to have. Had you had any previous experience as a leader?
I did run for junior school council in grade 4 and got advice. I do sometimes help out with coaching, like under 9s at my local hockey club, but not really, this is my first like main leadership role.
I picked up that you love your hockey, don't you?
Yeah.
Right. What position do you play in hockey?
Fullback and inner.
Oh, right. Okay. We could base a whole whole show around that, I think, Janine. That'd be wonderful. Okay, let's swing across now to Principal Cindy. Now, Cindy, you have been in here before, and you brought some wonderful young people in last time, and you're doing the same today. But it seems like, you know, we might see these four as the school captains or school leaders, but leadership's really big out at Strathfield, say, isn't it?
Yeah, I think leadership, especially at a school level, is so important, and enabling students to have so many different and varied opportunities for leadership. And I'm really proud to say that we have over 60 students that have a leadership title
right,
in the school and participate in some form of student leadership.
Right.
But we also encourage students taking it on themselves to actually show leadership in multiple ways, right from foundation up to grade 6.
Right. And I guess Janine and I, both with a teaching background, we'd also probably suggest that a similar approach with your staff.
Definitely. I just had a recent example. I unfortunately had some time off from ill health, and it was just so reassuring to know that there's such a good team behind me to keep the show going because of those leadership skills. Our assistant principal and leading teachers really rose to the fore, but so many other members of our staff offered to take on leadership roles and support in various ways at the school. And I really love, I'm actually working with another principal, Brad Madden, from Crusoe Secondary College. We're actually running an Inspire Leadership program at the moment, and that involves teachers from various different schools within the first 5 to 10 years of their teacher teaching career, to learn more about leadership. And it's a real blessing that actually two of our younger staff members have taken up that opportunity and participating in that program as well. So
how brilliant. Now, I think we should share with listeners the fact that you had to go all the way to China to get unwell, didn't you?
I did. I had a fantastic time. We actually, part of the Team China, which there's about 12 schools across the Bendigo, primary schools across the Bendigo area that participate in Team China each week, and that involves having Chinese students come and stay on a billeting program and coming to our schools. And it also has a component where we actually get to take our students across to China. So we had a fantastic time. We were over there for 12 days. And unfortunately, just picked up a little bit of a cold on the way home, but that unfortunately led to a persistent ear infection.
Yeah, okay. There you go. How horrible. Look, just before we have a break and play some music, let's just go back to Fletcher for a moment, because we hadn't really asked him about his previous experience as a leader. I know that within the school you've always, and you mightn't even know this, but I guess you've always been seen as a leader by the other students. But away from school, what's your experience there?
Oh, I don't know. Not really.
Not much?
Oh, I did a athletics once.
Right.
We ran state with my team.
Right.
It was more of a team effort, though.
Right. Okay. You, once again, your answer suggests you're a team player, a really strong team player.
And yet, that's a good leadership skill to have, to acknowledge your team.
Yeah, that's a natural leader. Okay, look, the time is just on 17 minutes past one. The temperature outside is 15.7 in Reservoir Road, Kennington, and you're listening to the Friday edition of The Old and the Beautiful. And, look, we might just play a bit of music, and then we can introduce two more guests that we've got in the studio with us today.
Woke up this morning, I suddenly realized we're all in this together. I started smiling, cause you were smiling, and we're all in this together. I'm made of atoms, you're made of atoms, and we're all in this together. And long division just doesn't matter, cause we're all in this together. Yeah. Walking in the city, we're all in this together. The city's changing, cause we are changing, and we're all in this together. Every 12 seconds, someone remembers that we're all in this together. In the kitchen of your rent control apartment, we're all in this together. Come on, baby, I don't mean to rush you. I only wanted to reach out and touch you. I've got to start to open my heart. Think about jumping ship before it sinks, but we are all in this together. Ask a scientist, it's quantum physics, we are all in this together. And on the subway, we feel like strangers, but we're all in this together. Yeah, I love you and you love her and she loves him, but we are all in this.
have been protection in all the history of human connection. Come on, darling, it's alright to show me you don't ever need to be lonely once you start to open your
station sponsor.
When's a pub not a pub? When it's the rebuilt Farmers Arms Hotel Dunedin. Your gastronomical needs are well met with bistro meals, Tuesday to Sunday, and bar meals and bottle shop open 7 days a week. Check out the Tuesday Wednesday bar special, a 300 gram T-bone steak with salad and chips for just $16. The Farmers Arms provides a family friendly atmosphere and is the perfect venue for your next function. Just 10 minutes from the heart of Bendigo, experience the Farmers Arms difference, MacIver Highway, Dunedin. Phone 54493201, that's 54493201, or find them on Facebook.
Sponsor. Cartridge World is situated at 298 High Street, Golden Square, and Shop 1, Strathill, Condon Street. Cartridge World offers all the leading brands of cartridges, printers, paper, and more. No fuss, save big, print happy. With Cartridge World, you'll save up to 50% and protect the environment with their user-gain cartridges. Save big on printer, ink, and toner, and check out the tailored solutions for your business. Cartridge World will solve your printing problems. Webpage, all the dubs, cartridgeworld.com.au.
You're listening to Phoenix FM, your community radio station, and we're here with Strathfield Say Primary School this afternoon, and we have two new students to the microphone. Welcome along, Abby.
Hi.
And also welcome, Ethan.
Hello.
Gee, Ethan and Abby, I was so impressed when I came out to your school yesterday. It's a very friendly, welcoming place, and I noticed that even when you, the four students came in and I was introduced to the four of you, and Abby, it must be a very friendly school where everyone gets along pretty well. Would that be a good description of it?
Yeah, there's not bullying and, we're really nice to each other.
Fantastic. And that's a real strength of any organisation, I guess. Okay, let's start with Abby then. And have you had previous experience as a leader at any stage?
Yeah, I was in BU last year and I still am this year.
BU? What does that stand for?
It's Kids Matter. It's just got a new name.
Right.
And it's where we help younger kids or kids our age, if they don't want to come to school, if we make sure they have a fun day and
right.
help them.
Do you do that with the teachers too? Make sure they have a fun day?
Yeah, there's some teachers there that are part of it as well.
Fantastic. What about away from school? Have you been involved in any sort of leadership role there?
Not really much, but I'm in a netball team and I did some gymnastics.
Right, okay. I think knowing you just for a short period of time, you would have been a leader in both those situations. It just comes naturally to you. Okay, let's go across to Ethan. What about you, Ethan? Have you had previous experience in leadership?
Well, not really. Only apart from taking care of my buddy this year, which is in the foundation year. We just show them around the school, and if they're lost, we help them and find some friends.
So, who is your buddy?
Riley Overall.
Okay, I hope Riley is listening or gets to hear this because you can give him a big shout out. What attracted you to being a leader? Why did you want to become a leader?
Well, at first I didn't think I'd make it into this position.
Right.
I didn't really want to go for it.
Yep.
And then when I got home, all my family wanted me to go for it and have a crack. So I did, and I somehow made it through.
Somehow made it through. You would have made it through on your merits, mate. I'm sure that the school was delighted when you were appointed to that position. What about some of the jobs you have as a leader? What are some of the responsibilities as a leader at Strathfield Say Primary School?
Well, every second week we have an assembly, and we're in charge of setting that up and raising the flag.
Right, okay.
And we have some special days, so we're mostly in charge of that, of making sure it goes well.
Fantastic. Abby, what are some of the other things that you have to do? What happens when perhaps Anzac Day rolls around or any of those special occasions?
Yeah, we planned a speech with some of our JSC members,
right.
And we talked at assembly about all the things that were happening.
Right. Oh, wonderful. What about just out in the yard? I guess that there's a little bit of, not, I won't call it pressure, but there's a bit of importance in the way you conduct yourselves. You're role models, I guess, for all the other students.
Yeah, we used to make sure that we're, like, because they copy us because we're older. They
right.
look up to us, so
right.
we make sure we're doing the right thing.
Getting to class on time and all that
yeah.
sort of stuff, yeah. Now, yesterday I think I saw two of you wandering through the yard when I first arrived. You were showing some people around or directing them somewhere, were you?
Yeah, ACA from BSC came and we took them to the 5-6 building
right.
so that they could show the grade sixes.
So is that something you regularly do? You show people around or direct them or meet
yeah,
them?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. We yeah. show them around the school.
Fantastic. All right, the next thing, and this is one of our favourite questions. We've got two favourite questions, actually, Julian, haven't we? This next one is, let's go back to Ethan. Three things you really like about your school, Strathfield Say Primary School.
Well, there's no bullying.
Yeah.
And an equal amount of time. So, like, we have an equal amount of time of doing school captain stuff.
Right.
And an equal amount of time of learning.
Right.
Because okay. that's what we're at school for.
Yeah. So it doesn't impinge. It doesn't detract from your learning. Anything else you like about the place?
Well, we're allowed to just run around. We've got an oval that we can play footy on. And
oh, so the facilities are quite
yeah,
good.
Facilities yeah, facilities are pretty good at school.
Did I see some sort of indoor, not indoor, but a special cricket area or there's something it says about Emu Creek Cricket Club?
Oh, that's over the back of the school there. That's
right.
for Emu Creek Club, cricket club that come and just use that for training.
Right. So do you have access to that as well?
No.
No. Okay. So there's a lot of students at your school, so I guess when it's recess or lunchtime or playtime, whatever, it's pretty busy out in the yard.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add to your list of what you like about your school?
Not really. I've pretty much covered it, I think.
Perhaps you could mention the principal.
Miss Bruce, yeah, she's a really good principal and just makes sure everyone's having a good time.
Right. Well, that's a good way of summing it up. That's brilliant. Thanks so much for that. Let's move back to Abby. I think Ethan's covered a lot of things there. He's done a great job with that. Abby, what would you like to list as your three favourite things about
your
school?
Well, we get to lead in our learning at school.
Please explain.
Like, if we have something to say, then the teachers will be happy to hear it, and, yeah, they like our opinion.
Right. So you feel, I guess, respected and valued
yeah.
with that sort of approach. What else do you like about Strathfield Say?
The teachers encourage us in anything that we do.
Right. And who's your teacher this year?
Mrs. Gibson.
Okay. Have you had her before?
No, but she was a CRT.
Right.
So yeah, had a couple of days.
Can you remember all your teachers back from prep?
Yeah.
Who did you have in prep?
Mrs. Howard.
Right, grade one.
Mrs. Howard.
Oh, that's easy. Grade two.
Mrs. Sumner.
Don't tell me Mrs. Sumner in grade three.
No.
No, who in grade three?
Mrs. Tenno.
Grade four.
Mrs. Spence.
And last year?
Mrs. Boswell.
There you go. So, obviously, they've all made a very positive impact on you and your learning. And I guess that's something that you're very proud of, Cindy, the way that the relationships between the students and the staff they build up over those 6 years.
Yeah, that's wonderful to always hear our Year 6 students reflect back on those connections and so important, the family connections are so valuable, but the connections, that broader community connections made through teachers and leadership at school is so important, to know that we are a valued person in their life and can help them, support them, and very importantly with their someone that they feel trust in, so that they can be their best and learn their best.
You summed it up absolutely beautifully there. Look, we might have another short break. Now, you've chosen... Did you choose this, Janine, or is this something that you've got no idea of?
It depends on which CD you've put in, John, okay. But if it's number 8...
Number 8.
The students from Strathfield State Primary School have chosen this.
And what is it?
Shiny by Moana.
Well, Tamatoa hasn't always been this glam. I was a drab little crab once. Now I know I can be happy as a clam, because I'm beautiful, baby. Did your granny say, listen to your heart? You are on the inside. I need 2 words to tear her argument apart. You're growing right. I'd rather be shiny, like a treasure from a sunken pirate wreck. Scrub the deck and make it look shiny. I will sparkle like a wealthy woman's neck. Just to say, don't you know? They say, don't. They choose anything that glitters. Beginners. Oh, and here they come to the brightest thing that glitters. Fish dinner. I just love seafood. And you look like seafood. Little Maui's having trouble with his lip. You little semi-dummy mini-god. Ouch, what a terrible performance. Get the hook. Get it. You don't swing it like you used to, man. Yet I have to give you credit for my star. And your tattoos on the outside. Well, just like you, I made myself a work of art. I'll never hide. I can't. I'm too shiny. Watch me dazzle like a diamond in the rough. Trust my stuff is so shiny. Send your armies, but they'll never be enough. My shelf too tough, my wear mat. You can try, but you can't expect a demigod to be the take apart. You will die. Now it's time for me to take apart your aching heart. Far from the ones who abandoned you, chasing the love of. You try to be tough, but your armor's just not hard enough. Oh, yeah. Now it's time to keep your highness. Ever seen someone so shiny? Soak it in, cause it's the last you'll ever see. They love him under me, I'm so shiny. Now it's easy, so prepare your final plea. Just for me. You'll never be quite as shiny. You wish you were nice and shiny.
Shiny there from a movie that I reckon I've watched probably a dozen times with my grandchildren, Moana. A great movie, lots of good messages in it, but lots of great characters and fantastic music. Time just on 1:33:30, temperature outside is 15.1, you're listening to Phoenix FM 106.7, and we're having a great conversation with 5 wonderful people from Strathfield Say Primary School. And if you'd like to have your input, if you'd like to send through a question, then why not send us an SMS on 0477 51 358, or if you'd really like to, you can call us on the landline, and that number is 5444 1129. And I have a message just come through, and the message says, nice choice of song, Strathfield Say Kids. So one of our listeners approves of your musical taste.
Thanks for that, guys. So Ethan and Abby were behind choosing that song, and we've heard all about what they like about their school. Chloe, what are 3 things that you like about Strathfield Day Primary School?
There are a lot of like opportunities for leadership roles, so everyone can show how they work in a team and how they can help out the school.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add to that that you really like about your school?
Teachers or the students, we all just really respect each other and we all work together really well.
Okay, so who's your teacher this year, Chloe?
Also Colleen Gibson.
Oh, right, in the same class. Fantastic. All right, let's swing across now to Fletcher.
Hello again.
Howdy. Three things you really like about Strath Primary School.
I really like our teachers.
Right.
Our students, we all get along really
I think
well.
It's very smart saying that about your teachers. I think that's very smart. Good work, Fletcher. What else would you like to add?
And probably our sporting opportunities.
Okay, let's talk a bit more about them, because I can tell you're into your sport. Tell us about the sporting opportunities at your school.
We technically get to do about every sport and represent our school.
Right, okay. And which sports have you participated in?
Footy.
What about
The netball tournament.
Right.
I think I did.
Any athletics?
Oh, yes, the athletics, yeah.
Okay. Now, when it comes to football, who do you barrack for?
Bombers.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, I know Geelong out here.
There's a ban on Geelong, is there, this way? Okay, so will they stay in the eight or won't they?
I had hope until the Bulldogs game.
Yeah. Let's talk that one through then, Fletcher. You kicked the first goal, didn't you? Essendon kicked the first goal?
Yeah.
And then the Bulldogs kicked how many in a row?
I don't want to bring it up.
I think it was around 21, but let's not get stuck on that. Okay, so what are the facilities like there for sport?
At Strath, we have a basketball court.
Right.
And we have a big oval.
Right.
To play footy on, cricket, all that sort of thing.
So when it comes to using the basketball courts and the basketball rings, is there a roster? I mean, is it grade 6 one day, or is it just first out there?
I reckon it's just like anyone can go on.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it gets a bit crowded sometimes.
Right.
So I fell on my face. But
yeah. Okay, so let's swing back to Principal Cindy. Just picking up from these young people, the school offers a broad range of programs and opportunities, from sport right through to the leadership roles. It must be hard to try and cater for everyone.
Yes, but we really try to give students as many opportunities as possible and a real varied number of opportunities, from academic to social skill development, sporting opportunities, and also linking into their creativity as well.
Right.
We've actually just got a team coming up on Monday. We've got participants in the Wakakiri dance and drama competition.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. And I guess some of the things that schools offer reflect the passions of their staff too, don't they? If someone's got a passion for something, they're just the ideal person to introduce that program and run it.
Very much so, and that passion of the teacher really elevates, I suppose, what they give and what they bring, and what students get out of the opportunities as well. So passion is so important.
But you also involve your community around you very well. Strathfield's a primary school is very well known for involving the community. Anything coming up that involves your community?
We do. We have a few things coming up. At the moment, we've just been establishing a community garden, which has been very exciting to have the school community involved, but also the broader community. And coming up on the 11th of October, we have our community fair. Now, in the past, Strathfield say have always held their fair at the end of term one. We've changed it up a bit this year and really excited to have our fair happening in spring. So a big community fair coming up on Friday, the 11th of October.
Fantastic. That must be almost the first week back at school, is it?
It is the second week.
The second week back of term four. All right, time just sitting on 39 minutes past one, which is another way of saying 21 minutes to two. Janine, did you know that?
I do now.
Oh, you're very clever. And the way to maintain your cleverness would be perhaps you could ask a question of Cindy about primary or prep enrolments.
Yes, it is the time of the year when families are looking to send their students or their children to become students of your school. What's the best way to do that, Cindy?
Contact the school at any time. We had, earlier on in the year, we had information sessions, but at any time, I've actually been doing a few tours myself and my assistant principal and leading teacher, a few tours in recent weeks. So if you haven't really thought about it at the moment, very important time. And many times, families that have their eldest child at kinder at the moment, you know, are still looking and deciding. We'd very much welcome any tours. Come out and have a look at our school in operation, and that's what I really love to actually share, not just have information about what our school does, but the opportunity for parents to see it in action is so important.
I think that's a huge plus for your school. When you walk into your school, on the times that I've been in, the trees at the front have been either with their autumn leaves or their spring blossom, and it's a beautiful welcome to any visitor at your school, so your grounds are very important.
I think go a step further than that. When you go through the front door, and I think this is super important, I often believe the most important people in a school are the people at the front desk, the people who you have first contact with. And I must admit, Cindy, that when I went there yesterday, the people in the front office were just absolutely superb in the way they welcomed me and they dealt with what I was there for.
A big hello to Sally in the office too, from Janine.
And I am so proud that you say that, John, because I feel that and I love our office team, and that reflects really our whole team at Strathfield Say. And, you know, we work so much on building a positive and supportive environment, and it's so lovely to hear people make comments such as that.
Look, we might just go back to our two students for a moment before we play some more music. And we'll start with Fletcher. Who are three people who have inspired you throughout your lifetime?
My former teacher, Mr. Hargraves.
Right.
He really inspired
me. What was so great about him?
He was just a really heartwarming teacher.
Right.
He's always there for us.
Right. Yeah. Was he one of those teachers where you had a bit of fun too? Just it wasn't serious all the time. Yeah. You had a bit of fun. I think that's important. I think if we're not having fun, we're not learning effectively. Who else would you have on your list?
Probably the last year's school captains.
Right, okay. Talk about that, please.
They really inspired me. I had, last year, I wasn't thinking of running for school captain. I was like, not going to do it. No chance. Until one of the former school captains, Sophie Bennett, she came up to me and she said, "You going to try out for it?" And I said, no. She said, "You should." So I read the speech and, yeah.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. So thank you, Sophie.
Yeah, and I think that's really important for us to acknowledge. It's very rare that a peer is looked up to as one of the most influential people. Well done, Fletcher. Great for recognising her impact upon you.
Yeah. And the third one? Who's the third one on your list?
Probably Mr. Bruchart.
Right. Okay. I didn't see any money change hands, so this is legitimate. This is real. So what is it about, Cindy, that inspires you?
Just their leadership.
Right.
So happy to all the students.
Right, okay. Yeah. And I guess that's infectious, isn't it? That people sort of catch on to that, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's swing across now to Chloe. And your three people. I'm looking forward to this.
One of mine is Ross Evans. He was my previous hockey coach, and he just really inspired me to keep playing hockey and to keep getting better with it.
Right, so Ross Evans, now is he a builder by any chance, do you know?
He might be, yeah, I don't know.
I can remember, he hasn't got a twin brother. You know, I'm asking questions. I think I might know who you're talking about, yeah. Okay, so that's number one.
Also, Mr. Hargraves, he was my previous teacher as well, and he was always just really nice to me and always made me improve and do better.
Okay, and your third one?
Deacon Phillips, I guess.
Please explain.
I also play netball, and she, every time I go, I'm just always looking out for her to see her and just shine on the court.
Right. That's absolutely fantastic. All right, so while we play a little bit of music, now before we do that, we'll ask Cindy her three. I've got memories of the last time we were in, but it may have changed. It may have changed.
I think definitely the last time I was in, I spoke about my grade 4 and 5 teacher, so Laurie Rayburn, very inspirational and helped set me on, definitely ensure my academic path towards being a school teacher. And following on from that, John, was Annie Pierce. She was my Year 7 English teacher, but also form teacher and volleyball coach. Very inspirational. And then also sticking on the professional theme, I think when I first did my teacher training, I met Anne Kniff, who was at that time a principal. She was a really good role model for me there. Right. And then she became, when I took up my first principal role at Heathcote Primary School, she was my senior advisor. And I really respected the leadership she showed, but also the challenge that she would give to that constant improvement.
Great. That's a great combination, isn't it? A great combination. Well, three very interesting people there. Look, we will have a bit of a break, and we've got some music.
We have. Chloe and Fletcher have chosen this track, which I know another little Fletcher who loves this song. So this is from the Trolls movie, Can't Stop This Feeling by Justin Timberlake.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, baby, when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally, you're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When you dance, 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 feel like I'm good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 go. All the things I shouldn't do, but you dance, 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 and ain't nobody leaving, so keep dancing. On. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally, you're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop, stop, stop. Under the lights when everything goes.
We've hit it on another winner there, Janine. That was a great selection.
They loved it, didn't they? They were singing along.
Yeah, and so were you.
Always.
They were in tune.
Never.
Okay, who have we got with us now?
We have Ethan and Abby, and let's go with Abby, do you think? Three people who have influenced you in your lifetime, Abby.
I would say my sister, Taylor. She was school captain 2 years ago as well, and she was the one who inspired me to run for it as well.
That would be somewhat of a record, would it, Cindy, at your school? Siblings being school captains?
I think definitely in my time. I've been there for just over 3 years now, so it was good to actually have Taylor there the first year I was there, and now to have Abby.
Wonderful. That is brilliant. Okay, sorry I interrupted you there, Abby. Who else have you got on your list?
I've got one of my former teachers, Mrs. Penno.
Right. What was it about her?
She was just really kind to me when I was upset. She would be really nice, and she was just really good.
Very supportive and caring by the sound of it, yeah. And number three?
My family, just my whole family.
Okay, let's go through your immediate family. Who? Let's name them. So
I've got my dad, Darren.
Darren.
My mum, Jackie.
Yeah.
And my brother, Miller. And then there's Taylor as well.
Fantastic. Oh, that's just beautiful. You've included them on the list. Okay, let's swing the microphone across now and see who Ethan has on his list.
Well, my first one is Oliver McCook, who was the school captain last year.
Right.
He was, he just inspired me to go for it. Like, I've always wanted to do the stuff that he did.
Right.
So I just thought I'd go for it. Lockie Warren, he's a school teacher at the school. And when he heard that it was running for school captain, he said, "Are you going to go for it?" I said, "No." And he said, "Well, you should, because I reckon you'll get in." He's just very supportive.
Right, okay. And a good judge, too, by the sound of it.
And probably just my family. So they wanted me to go for it and all that.
Fantastic. Okay, so that's
I'm going to get
list.
You to name your family now.
Well, it's my sister, Macy, my brother, Charlie, my mum, Bri, and my dad, Brent.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure they're very, very proud of you, and they're very proud of the fact that you did put your hand up and you were successful in that. So what does that mean for you in the future? You've got, obviously got leadership skills, but what would you like to achieve in the future?
Well, I'm not sure at the moment. I'm still trying to think of what I'd like to be, but I'm quite into my footy. I like my footy and my water skiing.
Right.
Love water skiing.
Fantastic. Do you go over jumps? Do you do your tricks?
Not yet. Not just yet. Maybe one day.
Just around the corner, I would imagine. And what about you, Abby? The future, what is the hole for you?
Same as Ethan, I'm not quite sure, but, like, I wouldn't mind being a net bowler.
Right, okay. What a wonderful career that would be. And I guess we've had lots from Bendigo who have done very, very well in netball. While we get the students, perhaps just to quickly swap over, we'll ask Cindy, if you hadn't gone into education, if you weren't a teacher, weren't a principal, what would you see yourself doing?
It's a really hard one, John. I remember even from a very early age, I think maybe because I have younger siblings, I would often be teaching them. I haven't really thought about doing something different, but I had maybe think, I mean, my husband is looking at retiring at the end of the year, so at that point, when I do decide to join him in maybe semi-retirement, there's a role in the regional office supporting parents, community liaison officer.
Right.
And I've often thought that I would... like to actually help out in that way or something similar.
I think you've got all the personal qualities and all the personality traits to do very well in that role. It would be fantastic. You would engage people just by looking at them. So I'll write you a reference. Now, just reminding listeners that coming up at 2 o'clock, we have Classical Mood with Julian, and we look forward to Julian coming in. And Classical Mood is a great way to start your weekend. After that, we have Music with Neil Cox, followed by Music Video Jukebox with Mark Ralph, Backtracking with Ed Story, Rainbow Radio with the wonderful Max Primer, and then we have Aussie Music Weekly, and at 12 o'clock we have the Phoenix Phantom come in, and he takes us through to the early hours of tomorrow morning. And if you're not sure who the Phoenix Phantom is, just have a listen to this.
Hi there, I am the Phoenix Phantom. Join me from midnight to dawn for my music mix. Put your lederhosen on and dance to the rhythm. That's midnight till dawn on Phoenix FM 106.7.
So back at the microphone now we have Chloe and Fletcher. How could I forget? Yeah. Chloe, what do you see yourself doing in the future when you leave school?
When I leave school, well, my sister up at BSC is studying to be a psychologist, and when she comes home, when I, like, help her to, like, remember things for, like, tests and that, I'm always just, like, really interested in, like, what she learns, so I'd like to do something, like, around that.
Wow.
Do you know what? I could see you doing that too. You've got such clarity around you, and I think that would be really important in that sort of job. What about Fletcher? What would you like to do in the future? Not play for Essendon.
I would, at Bendigo Southeast, the high school I'm going to, there's an athletes development program. I would like to go there and go somewhere with my sport.
Okay. What would you like to specialise in? Is there an event or...
Probably my footy.
The footy, okay. Yeah. That's something that there's a lot of people who would support you, I bet, because I think you come across as having all the qualities of a top sportsman. So I can't see any reason why the four of you can't achieve what you've mentioned, although, as was pointed out by the wisdom of the four of you, you don't have to decide now anyway. This is just a little bit of speculation into the future. Look, we're getting very close to the time when we're finished. This is absolutely flown, so we might try and get all four students around the microphone, and that way they can do shout-outs to whoever may be listening. And even if they're not listening right now, you'll end up with a copy of this interview, so they'll be able to have a listen to you. So let's start with Fletcher. Who would you like to give a shout-out to?
I'd like to shout-out the Grade 6s who might be listening.
Right.
Room 26.
Room 26. Is Room 26 a good room?
Yes, a very good room.
It's the best, is it?
Yeah, it's the best out of whole school.
Okay, all right. I like your enthusiasm.
My family?
Yeah. Okay. And you've already named them, I think, haven't you, earlier on? No, you haven't. No. Okay, let's name them.
Hey, so my mum, Wendy, my dad, also named Darren, and my sister, Hannah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Next.
I would probably shout out my cousin, Zari.
Right. Where is Zari?
She's in Ocean Grove.
In Ocean Grove? Guess where I'm going tonight? Ocean Grove. So if they're having a pizza for tea tonight, I might see her up at the Ocean Grove pizza shop. Make sure she says hello. And Ethan, what about you?
I'd just like to shout out everyone in grade 6 in room 26 and just my family.
That's great. Really appreciate that. Look, just to sum up, let's go back to Cindy for a moment. Cindy, it's a journey that you're all on together, and that's one of the beautiful things about being in a school. It's a journey that is shared by so many people. And I, the thing that stands out for me is the positive and enthusiastic approach these four, but these guys are just typical of many of your students, I'd imagine.
Very much so, John. We work really hard as a team at Stratford Say to be positive and really focus on those attributes. But, you know, our families make all the difference as well too, and I really appreciate, and I really wanted to give a shout out to all our families because it's their commitment and their support of their students that helps us be such an effective team.
Right. The other thing I'd just like to ask, and this is I apologise I didn't ask this earlier, going on camp and those out of off-campus activities are always important in schools. Is there a camping program at your school?
There is a very strong camping program, John, right from... We have external camps from grade 3 onwards, but even the younger students do a camping program with a visit or overnight after school visit in the school grounds.
Right.
And, yeah, lots of different camping opportunities for our grade 3 to 6s. Go to Rose's Gap, Hall's Gap, down Ocean Grove. We've been to... we've got our grade 4s are actually going to be coming up and having their camp in Malden next year. So lots of different opportunities.
And I think there's something that I would like to acknowledge about not just the teaching staff at your school, but all schools, that many people are under the impression when teachers go on camps they get double time and all sorts of things. It isn't. They're on duty 24 hours a day, and they don't get paid anything extra. It is because they believe in the value of camping and the building of relationships and giving young people positive experiences. So I think we really need to understand the commitment that teaching staff must have for those things to happen.
Definitely, and there's so many extracurricular activities that our teachers participate in and give their whole effort and their time, their family time really in so many cases. So that really benefits our students.
Sure. Look, thanks everyone for coming in. Janine, that was just as exciting as we thought it would be.
Certainly was. Big shout out to Jin, who's listening in for the first time. And over the weekend, everybody, do what you love and love what you do.
Remember, coming up straight after the news and with the weather will be Julian with Classical Mood, and then a great list of shows there coming up on Phoenix FM 106.7. And I look forward to joining you next Tuesday for Breakfast in Bendigo, and we will have another special guest. I think our special guest is from the Pepper Green Farm next week, and that would be Liz March, and so the CEO of Access Australia. We look forward to chatting with her next week.
Hello World Bendigo Marketplace presents this Phoenix FM news update.
National Radio News.
Hello.